pedaling makes wheels and mind turn.
That's Unalaska's new junior high English teacher, Dan Smith, reading a six-word memoir he wrote. It's an assignment he started with his students last week, and one he hopes will help students get comfortable with writing by focusing on something they know well, themselves.
About me, what's below the surface a little bit. And so we were talking about how if I'm biking, it's not just my wheels turning, but sometimes that helps me think too. So my mind is also turning. And then I was encouraging them to do that for themselves too. Like, tell me something about you, but go a little deeper too. But you only have six words to do it. That's the challenge.
In Smith's six words, he cleverly connects his hobbies and his profession. He's an avid biker and outdoorsman, but as an English teacher, it's no surprise that he also has a passion for the written word.
I've always had an interest in English. I've always been a writer and a reader, but writing was kind of what steered my passion towards English. Like, I studied English in college. Since then, I've always worked around education. Like, I worked at an outdoor science school in California. I worked in the Anchorage School District as a paraprofessional. And so it just seemed more and more natural to head towards being a certified teacher.
This is Smith's second year as a certified teacher. Last school year, he and his wife, Teresa Worthy, who is also a new teacher in the district, taught in Teller, which is a remote coastal village about 70 miles northwest of Nome. Last year, he was enrolled in a University of Alaska master's program to get his teaching credentials while he was teaching in Teller. And he says, despite his recent training, planning and starting the school year has been a unique challenge for him.
You have to think of everything in a different way. Like, so much of my time in grad school was getting students to talk to each other, group work, like social learning, things like that. And now we have to keep students 6 feet apart from each other at all times. And even just having conversations is tough.
But Smith says the teachers in the district are stepping up to the challenge, and he appreciates their willingness to collaborate and work together to provide students with an engaging but safe learning environment. Overall, Smith says he is happy to be in Unalaska as he learns how to teach during a pandemic.
I feel like it's a really good spot to grow as a teacher. That was another main motivation in growing here. I felt like it was a school, a community where I could really kind of come into my own. I think as an English teacher here, there's a lot of freedom to try different things, kind of find my niche, find what works, find what doesn't, what I like, what I don't like. So,
originally hailing from Michigan, Smith says he imagines he will miss the distinct changing of seasons and the drastic shifts of colors in the trees. And while he is enjoying biking around the island, he says it will be tough missing out on the biking he did last year in Teller, across cliffs and over sea ice. For now, though, Smith says he's content and that Unalaska's got everything he needs, from its welcoming community to its miles of tundra, perfect for exploring. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.